Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting second. The first baseman, Dalton Jones. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Reggie Smith. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Rico Petrocelli. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Tony Conigliaro. Batting seventh. The third baseman, George Scott. Batting eighth. The catcher, Russ Gibson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Nagy. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mike Nagy. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The center fielder, Joe Keough. Batting third. The first baseman, Mike Fiore. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ed Kirkpatrick. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bob Oliver. Batting sixth. The catcher, Buck Martinez. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jackie Hernandez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Butler. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Bill Butler. And now, play ball. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Andrews hits a pop-up towards short. Hernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jones hits a line drive into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into left field. Kirkpatrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kelly bunts towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Keough hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Keough is thrown out after the base hit. 2 outs. Mike Fiore batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Fiore takes first base on ball 4. Ed Kirkpatrick batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Kirkpatrick takes first base on ball 4. Fiore moves to second. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Oliver takes first base on ball 4. Fiore moves to third. Kirkpatrick moves to second. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Kirkpatrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Petrocelli hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kirkpatrick. Petrocelli reaches second base with a double. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Conigliaro strikes out. 2 outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Scott is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. the Royals will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Scott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Hernandez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hernandez takes first base on ball 4. Bill Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler bunts towards third. Scott fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Russ Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mike Nagy is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nagy strikes out. 2 outs. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Andrews is 0 for 1 in the game. Andrews hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Oliver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Keough hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mike Fiore batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Fiore is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Fiore takes first base on ball 4. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kirkpatrick hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Andrews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fiore scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jones for the out. 1 out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fiore scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Yastrzemski for the out. 2 outs. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 1 in the game. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Scott fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 1 in the game. Adair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hernandez strikes out. 2 outs. Bill Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 1 in the game. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Petrocelli is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Petrocelli takes first base on ball 4. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0 for 1 in the game. Conigliaro takes first base on ball 4. Petrocelli moves to second. George Scott is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Russ Gibson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gibson is 0 for 1 in the game. Gibson hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Mike Nagy is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Nagy is 0 for 1 in the game. Nagy bunts towards first. Fiore scoops it up and throws to first, with a dare covering, for the out. Gibson moves to second. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 2 in the game. Andrews hits a pop-up towards short. Hernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 2 in the game. Jones hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Keough. Jones reaches second base with a double. Gibson scores. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Yastrzemski is 0 for 2 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Keough. Yastrzemski reaches second base with a double. Jones scores. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Chris Zachary now pitching. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Pat Kelly batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Kelly is 0 for 2 in the game. Kelly takes first base on ball 4. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Keough is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Keough hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Fiore is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Fiore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kirkpatrick takes first base on ball 4. Fiore moves to second. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Oliver hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Jones settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Royals nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Petrocelli hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kirkpatrick. Petrocelli reaches second base with a double. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Conigliaro is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Conigliaro hits a line drive towards short. Hernandez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Scott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Petrocelli scores. It's 6-0, Red Sox. Russ Gibson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gibson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Oliver fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Mike Nagy is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nagy is 0-for-1 in the game. Nagy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Martinez is 0-for-2 in the game. Martinez hits a pop-up towards short. Petrocelli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Adair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Adair hits a pop-up beyond short. Petrocelli can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hernandez hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Smith. Hernandez reaches second base with a double. Adair moves to third. Joe Foy pinch hits for Chris Zachary. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Foy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Adair scores. Hernandez moves to third. 2 outs. It's 6-1, Red Sox. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kelly hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Royals 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave Moorhead now pitching. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Andrews is 0-for-3 in the game. Andrews takes first base on ball 4. Dalton Jones batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Jones is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Andrews moves to second. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kirkpatrick. Yastrzemski reaches second base with a double. Andrews scores. Jones moves to third. It's 7-1, Red Sox. Don Lock pinch runs for Carl Yastrzemski. Joe LaHewitt pinch hits for Reggie Smith. Joe LaHewitt is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. LaHewitt hits a pop-up towards short. Hernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dick Schofield pinch hits for Rico Petrocelli. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Schofield hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jones tags and scores. Locke tags and moves to third. 2 outs. It's 8-1, Red Sox. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Conigliaro hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Locke scores. It's 9-1, Red Sox. George Scott is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Scott is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Don Locke now playing center field. Joe LaHood now playing left field. Dick Schofield now playing shortstop. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Keough hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fiore is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Fiore hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Kirkpatrick hits a line drive into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Oliver hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fiore moves to second. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Martinez is 0-for-3 in the game. Martinez hits a fly ball into center field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Royals 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Hedlund now pitching. Ellie Rodriguez now catching. Russ Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gibson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kelly. Gibson reaches second base with a double. Mike Nagy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagy is 0-for-2 in the game. Nagy bunts towards third. Oliver fields it and throws to first for the out. Gibson moves to third. One out. Sid O'Brien pinch hits for Mike Andrews. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gibson scores. It's 10-1, Red Sox. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Jones hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Adair reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Locke is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Sid O'Brien now playing second base. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Adair hits a ball on the ground between third and short. The ball bounces off Scott, and towards Schofield, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hernandez hits a fly ball into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ellie Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Rodriguez takes first base on ball 4. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Schofield fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Royals 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHood is 0-for-1 in the game. LaHood hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fiore settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Schofield is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Schofield takes first base on ball 4. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Conigliaro hits a line drive into left field. Kirkpatrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Oliver fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Oliver. Schofield moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Russ Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Gibson hits a line drive into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Keough hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fiore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Fiore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Brien fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Ed Kirkpatrick batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Kirkpatrick is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Kirkpatrick takes first base on ball 4. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Oliver hits a pop-up towards short. Schofield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 10, and Kansas City Royals, 1. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.